It's up on me as a head coach of this team to get the rudder going back straight again.
He's got it going, and his name is Linus Klaser.
The Toronto Raptors are going to end their six-game slide.
Oh, what a sweet move, DeRozan.
The Raptors taking care of business. Allen Anderson has been superb. Three consecutive games. Jose launches a three. The Toronto Raptors are going to come away with the victory.
Right now, we're finding ways to win.
All of a sudden, four straight wins for the Raptors. Dwayne Casey, would you agree it would be a shame if the Mayans were correct and the world ended right now on a win streak?
Michael, I tell you what, I've heard all the stories and everything about the world coming in. It would be a shame because right now we're playing as well as we've played in a couple of years and playing together, playing with heart. Guys are communicating, talking, trusting each other. So it would be a bad day if the world did come to end today.
Now, if it would have been a couple of weeks ago, that would have been a different story, right?
I would have welcomed it. I probably would have said, "Hey, let's go. Let's get this done.
Let's do this thing." So when your team's struggling, and you guys really were, I'm sure you have to work hard not to get down. Is it okay though when you're playing well to let yourself get up?
Well, the thing about it is I have to keep an even keel. We're not going to go undefeated the rest of the way. I know that. But one thing we had to do, Michael, is get back to the fundamentals. That's something I thought that slipped on that tough road trip. We had a five-game road trip we went on and got spanked in those cities. But we had to get back to the defensive fundamentals, had a sort of a mini camp back here in Toronto with defense in mind. And so we've gotten back to that. We playing better offensively. But when you play good defense, it helps other phases of your game.
Dwayne, I've never heard a coach in football say, you know, I got a bit of a quarterback controversy. No matter what, they'll never admit to that. I mean, that's the same almost in any sport, with goaltending and hockey. Right. How about with point guard? Here you got Jose Calderon, who steps in, and he's been so good. With him, you guys are 6-5. Without Lowry, you're 2-14. Would you admit that you have an issue now at point guard?
Well, we do, but yet and still, Jose is like that old blanket that you have in the other room. He's such a pro. I love him. He does a good job of running the team. His heart is in the right place for the organization, for his teammates. Most of all, his teammates trust him. So, you know, right now, yes, we do have a controversy. We really don't, because Cal is hurt and injured and out for a while. And we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it, when Cal does come back. But believe me, I'm going to do what's best for this organization, best for the team. If it's Jose starting, so be it. If it's Kyle Lowry starting, so be it. But right now, we're in a pretty good groove with Jose starting, running the show, playing, you know, solid defense, and really getting everybody else involved offensively.
Dwayne, would you agree with me from what you just said that Jose is such a pro, wants the best for the organization, so mature, that the issue is not whether Jose has to take less playing time and maybe not start? The issue would be the other side of the coin. Is Kyle Lowry that mature and that willing to do what's best for the organization?
Right. Well, I think Kyle is a mature. He's a pro. He understands that, you know, right now this team is playing well, playing together, playing the game the right way, and we're winning. So I know he understands the fact that, okay, you know, let's keep this thing going, and he would be behind Jose starting if that's the decision, because he is a pro. He's mature enough to understand that Jose's doing a great job, 17 assists. You know, everybody in the States are all talking about him right now. So Kyle would understand that. And again, if that's the decision, I have no doubt that Kyle would accept that and understand what's best for the team.
Well, it's the holiday season, Dwayne, and you're a great guy. So let's have a little more fun than the serious basketball talk. Have Amir Johnson and Jonas Valanciunas, have they started couples counseling yet? Because you suggested that maybe that'd be a good idea.
Well, it would be, because, you know, a lot of times guys, you know, have to get to know each other, have to be together all the time. But I do know that Amir is a good couple for Jonas, especially on the defensive end. Jonas's defensive numbers really go up with Amir next to his side. And plus, Amir's haircut, I mean, you know, I don't know what to even say about that. He better be the baddest guy on the block with that haircut.
Baddest man in town since Leroy Brown?
he better be.
Bad Leroy Brown. You remember the song, right?
I remember the song very well. Okay. And, you know, Leroy Brown was a bad guy. Amir better be. He has a raptor claw in the back of his head that he's got all over the internet right now. But like I told Amir, I'd let him grow a pink mustache if he if he get me 15 rebounds and about 10 block shots.
But the truth is he's number two in the league in fouls. So that's got to give him a little leeway on the badness scale.
It does. And what Amir did the other night, Michael, he turns his ankle severely. I mean, his ankle goes over and touches the floor. And most players would have been out for a month. He goes in, gets it taped tighter, comes back out, finishes the game, and makes two winning plays for us by diving on the floor, takes a charge, gets a couple rebounds, knocks down two big free throws with a bum ankle. So that tells me how tough Amir Johnson is, no matter if he has a claw in the back of his head or not.
Let's wrap this up, just a few seconds left. If you could make one wish for the holiday season, it could be to your team, it could be to the world, whatever, say something.
Well, Michael, I just hope that in the States we have a gun problem. And I have two beautiful children that I love and adore. And I just want a safe place for everyone in the States. I mean, whatever gun control, I'm not smart enough to figure out, you know, what laws should be, what shouldn't be. But I just hope we get that under control, because too many innocent children, people are being killed in the United States every day just by reckless abandon, people having guns that shouldn't have guns, assault rifles, whatever it is. And it shouldn't be that way. We should be able to send our kids to school and know that that's a safe place for them to go to.
Beautifully put, Dwayne. Happy holidays to you, and I hope your wish comes true.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much, buddy.